Stella Luna could see. She felt as though rays of light shone from her eyes. She was able to see everything in her path. Soon the bats found a mango tree, and Stella Luna ate as much of the fruit as she could hold. "I'll never eat another bug as long as I live," cheered Stella Luna as she stuffed herself full. "I must tell Pip, Flitter, and Flap." The next day, Stella Luna went to visit the birds. "Come with me and meet my bat family," said Stella Luna.
"Okay, let's go,"
agreed Pip. "They hang by their feet and they fly at night, and they eat the best food in the world," Stella Luna explained to the birds on the way. As the birds flew among the bats, Flap said, "I feel upside down here." So the birds hung by their feet. "Wait until dark," Stella Luna said excitedly. "We will fly at night." When night came, Stella Luna flew away. Pip, Flitter, and Flap leapt from the tree to follow her.
"I can't see a thing," yelled Pip.
"Neither can I," howled Flitter.
"Aye!"
shrieked Flap.
"They're going to crash," gasped Stella Luna. "I must rescue them."
Stella Luna swooped about, grabbing her friends in the air. She lifted them to a tree, and the birds grasped a branch. Stella Luna hung from the limb above them.
"We're safe," said Stella Luna. Then she sighed. "I wish you could see in the dark, too."
"We wish you could land on your feet," Flitter replied. Pip and Flap nodded. They perched in silence for a long time.
"How can we be so different and feel so much alike?" mused Flitter.
"And how can we feel so different and be so much alike?" wondered Pip.
"I think this is quite a mystery," Flap chirped.
"I agree," said Stella Luna. "But we're friends, and that's a fact."
I really like this book, and I hope you do too. And I hope you enjoy all the things that you have with your friends that are the same, and especially all the things that are different. Happy reading.